The structure of Shemayin Esrei is that there are always three brachas before and three brachas in the end. And depending on the Zman, how many brachas are there in the middle. The bracha that is put to start with all brachas on the weekday is the bracha of Das. Ata choinein la'odam das. You have been gracious to bestow on man das. Umelameid, and to teach le'enosh mankind bina. We ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu, choneinu me'itcha, please be gracious to give us from you dea bina v'haskel. Das was a gift that a Kodesh Baruch Hu only bestowed on mankind. There was no das given to tzemeach, to plants. There was no das given to animal life. There's an individual, a very, very famous individual, that has gone ahead and dedicated her life to gorillas. She's done she's premiering research in gorillas. And she's come up with some very, very interesting observations that have been helpful to the medical field and to the psychologists. I guess they give therapy to gorillas. And what she has discovered, she lived in the forest, I think, for 30 or 40 years. And she has become very, very famous. She's written documentaries, and she's, over the last 10, 15 years, she's spoken all over the world about her findings. They've made documentaries and movies. They're on huge screens. And she is well known for one of her quotes that she says, what she would give to live a life through the eyes of a gorilla. If she could live her life like the way a gorilla lives. Maslaj is a very fine lady, but she's missing the boat. Ata choinein v'otam das. You know, we all look for an edge. An edge that we have is das. When Motzoi Yontem, Motzoi Shabbos, comes out, we make Havdalah in Shemayin Esrei. Where do we make Havdalah? We make Havdalah in the Brucha of Das. In Ein Das, Havdalah Minayin. If one does not have Das, Havdalah Minayin. Now, Lefi Pashtus, when we say this Brucha, so we say that Bein Kodesh l'chol, Ben Yisroel l'amim, and this is Hamavdil, the one that is able to make this Havdalah. Ben Kodesh l'chol, it does take an element of Das. You need to know the basic halachas to know between Kodesh and l'chol. I once had an individual that told me, he also keeps Shabbos. And it's my problem that I look upon him as a Mechal Shabbos. It's not his problem. It's my misguided way of thinking. God created the world in 6 days. He rested on the seventh. So he did Shvisa. He did a Shvisa. He did Shvisa. What did he do? He sat down and he went to shul. And he told him. He slept away Shabbos afternoon. What did he do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu did Shvisa the way he expressed Shvisa. I also express my resting on Shabbos. And for this reason, you need to know, I go skiing every Shabbos. So I'm going to sit and be mazber to him. You're full of it. The only reason why I wouldn't be mazber to him, because he himself knows that he's not telling the truth. But without this das, he's never able to be mavdil ben kodesh l'chol. If we don't know basic hilchos Shabbos, not poisik level, just general halachos of hilchos Shabbos, general kitchen halachos, we may be lacking in being mavil, being kodesh l'chol, because we are missing the das that is needed to realize the difference, how you need to act, what's mutter on Shabbos and what's usur on Shabbos, just the general basic things. So that zikr, that part of Havdalah needs das. Ben Yisroel li'amen. This type of das is a das that we can never really reach. One child who's a yid, a little kid, Chilul Shabbos is mutter. It's not called being Mechal Shabbos. It's mutter to go ahead and do what normally would be Isurim of Shabbos, to save one child. 10,000 goyim cannot create that. If they create it, Mishum Eva, Dag Yisholim, whatever you want to say. But the goy himself can't create it. There is a major difference between Yisroel L'anim. And there is no way that we can understand it. Who can understand it? Hamavdil, the one that is able to be Mavdil, HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do it. But we have to at least try for it. Chazal tell us, Ein Adoyma, right, there is no comparison to an individual who learns 100 times to 101 times. I'm asking, you chazer 100, you're gor choshev. You chazer 101, you're more gor choshev. I mean, I know math. It's high. I'm asking. Ein adoyma? I see people, not this yeshiva, but some yeshivas from chazer for feheres, it comes right, they have it 5 days and zero chazaro. A person chazes 100 times something, and I know you use the term ein adoyma? HaKadosh Baruch Hu ain't a daima. You can't compare. From one of the first stories in Sefer Bereishis, you see a very, very interesting thing. When Noah came out of the Teva, so another story, he got drunk. Vayikach shem vayefes. No big victor guy, but Vayikach is losh and yochid. Shem and yefes is two people. What happened to Vayikhu? So Chazal tell us, because really, 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 Shem saw that his father was uncovered. And he was aggressive, and he went, and he covered his father. Yefes saw this. He was so moved by, wow, what a good chah, that's a good idea. He also did it. He followed the advice and the idea of someone else. Now that is an extremely, extremely commendable thing. No one should think that that's not worth anything. If you see something that someone else does and you copy them, it's a wonderful thing. It's a davar chashuv thing, if it's a good thing. And you copy, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. But you can't even compare to the one who thought of it on its own. And how do we see it? By the schar. So it says, the pasuk says afterwards, that as a reward. So Hashem says, "Vayyaf Elokim leYefes." Hakadosh Baruch Hu expanded, gave good to Yefes. Yefes was given brachas. Yefes was given hatzlocha and promises and gifts and wonderful rewards. And what was the reward that Shem got? Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he says over here, and he will dwell by Yishkan ba'ol Hashem. But as far as me dwelling, I dwell ba'ol Hashem. I dwell in the tents of Shem. So we see clearly over here that there are hamad that we can't see. That's the extreme. HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't dwell in the oil of Yefes? No, he couldn't. Because the acts are so great. We are not able to do that. However, it's an achrayus we have. Being mavdil and kodesh l'chol is our achrayus. And being a chilek between Yisroel and Amim is also our achrayus. So first, the person has to realize, in order to navigate this area, you need seichel. And without seichel, Torah without seichel is a distorted Torah. When I was a little kid, early 70s, there was a time with the Russian dissidents, and the Reform made a whole big movement, but we have to do something for the Russians. For the Russians that are behind the Iron Curtain, we need to do something. So it came Pesach time, and they made a whole campaign how they were the only ones that have a seal for their Jewish brothers. So they made this new thing that you have to have a Seder. By your Seder, while you're pressing away, you should set an extra play setting for all the poor Yidden in Russia. Right? They made a new Russian of Gula, Hitzesi, Hitzalti, Gaalti, and Ruski. They made a special din over here. And they were the ones that cared about Klal Yisrael. But the Orthodox, what do they care? This is wonderful, wonderful Torah. It's going ahead. It's Torah and it's everything, hoping and caring and being a rachamim and everything without any das. They say that in the 40s, one of the Reformed temples in the Lower East Side had by Tal, so they would have a choir because they knew the chashivas for davening. They wanted it to be like a church. So they made sure that they would have a choir. So by Tal, the chazan would call out, L'vracha v'lai l'klala, and you'd have the whole choir, L'klala. Beautiful, right? L'chayim v'lai l'mavet, and the whole choir, L'mavet. People just left. Oh, the services were wonderful, right? It's Torah without any das. I was once by an assembly they had. I have no idea why they felt it was important that this should be kosher, the food should be kosher. There was nothing there that wasn't traced. There was an assembly of a tikkun of Klal Yisrael. And yet all these fellows that got together, anyway, there was one group that decided that their tikkun was, we were going to bring achdus and Klal Yisrael and a recognition to the Jewish people all over the world if the Israeli tennis team can win the championship in tennis. So they were discussing how they were going to go ahead and do it because this would solve all the problems. And anyway, they had a Reform rabbi that was there, and he would go, and one of the people that came up said, Rabbi, this is such an important session we're having over here, please could you bless it? So he says, yes, I have to bless it. And he comes running on, he comes down, says, I saw him coming downstairs, he's wearing this crocheted talus that was given to him, with a multicolored talus, given to him by a special, special group that gave him the talus. He only wears this talus, he said to them, this talus for very special occasions and on Yom Kippur. It's the only time he wears it, with a special talus that had pictures of a rainbow. And that group that represents himself with a rainbow, they were the ones that presented it to him. And he comes running into the session, and he tells them, and says, Rabbi, could you please bless us? And he says, yes. And he makes the bracha, Asher Kitshonu, the mitzvot of Mitzivanu, and he makes a bracha, and he makes a Shechayonu, Vikimonu, Vikiyonu, Vazman Hazeh. And everyone there goes, oh, so nice, Rabbi, Rabbi, that was so nice. This is Torah without any seichel. You want to do something, you have a movement, you want to do something Jewish. Without seichel, it's not shaykh. What is the program, what is the format that we need? It happens to be the Yontif of Pesach. The mitzvah of the Korban Pesach. The mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Moshe Rabbeinu had one major disadvantage over us. He didn't go to day school, and he didn't know all the stories in the Chumash. So he didn't have time to think it over a little bit. But the Rabbeinu don't take a seh and shecht it. Take a seh and shecht it. That is the God of the Mitzrim. And I'm going to take it, not only am I going to take it, I'm going to take it and have it for a couple days, and then I'm going to let it sit there. Well, I'm going to taunt the Mitzrim, and then we're going to shecht it. What is this? What's the idea? What's this mitzvah all about? Besides the many and yoni behind the mitzvah, the pashat hanhoga of the mitzvah is the first step of where Klal Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael became a nation, was by Pesach, who became a nation, became free people, the Kodesh Baruch Hu embraced us like a nation, Yibei Yisrael la'amim, is, you need to understand, take what's outside of you, that's choshev by the goyim, and shecht it. Don't let the ideals and ideas of the goyim infiltrate the Jewish life. Shecht it and keep it away. This year by the Seder, when you're looking and you see the Kaira there, and the Zroya, and they say Pesach Matzah Maron. When they say Pesach, and you're sitting there, think, what can I do? What can I increase to separate from my hanhaga that is really an hanhaga that is mushbe from the goyim? And just you should know, no matter how much of a Ben Torah you are, if you're living in America, you're not like a Ben Torah from another country, because you're mushbe from where we're living in Golos. And there has to be a proactive movement to be different and to push away the hanhagas of the goyim. And that is the limud of the Pesach. The matzah has two limudim. The mitzvah of checking for matzah, the mitzvah of checking for the chametz, has a chiyuv that you're not, it's also to have the sa'or b'chol v'lecha. You are not allowed to have chametz in any of your boundaries, of any of your borders. We have to take, there's the chametz, the goyish ideas that are out of us, and there are the goyish ideas that are in us. We need to go ahead and we have to take them and separate them away. We live a life that was so influenced from the goyish ways, you can't imagine it. And unfortunately, the only way you can get people to do good and to do mitzvahs is by giving them all sorts of narishkeit. In the last 15 years, these Chinese auctions is the only way that a moisir can raise money. It's a fine thing. But you see a Chinese auction, you come with a flyer. You have, I look at these, like you see over here, you have these colored pages, this brochure that costs us probably $5 to print. And they're sending out 10,000 of them. And you have all these people giving money for the sole purpose, what, you're giving it for the tzedakah? You're giving it for the prize. I personally don't give, I'm not saying everyone should give, you should give to whatever, if that's the way you can give, it's better to give than not give. It's beneath me to give to such a thing. It's beneath me over here in the city here in Denver. So the day school has a $100 raffle, and the winner gets $10,000. Every year I tell them, I'll give you a ticket. Don't put my name in. I said, do you think I'm that stupid? First of all, why would I give up schar for the mitzvah? That's number one. Why would I say I'm doing it because maybe I'll win money? First of all, I'm not going to win. Haraya, I never won anything. And right now, I don't think anything's going to change. I haven't won, and I'm not going to win. So I'm not going to give up schar. I gave it because maybe I'll win. That's number one. Number two is, am I that stupid? Imagine over there, I win. They pull out my name, and I won $10,000. Well, there's a guy there from the tuition committee that probably has given me, over the whole history of all my children in the school, $250,000. So I'm going to say, give me my money. I'm scared to say what he's going to say. Like, but that's the only people can give, because you think you're going to win, and you're thinking, I have a brother that is in, he has a suit store, and he tells me the difference between suits. He says it's the biggest joke he's ever seen. It's the biggest joke he's ever seen. They're all the same suits, they're just different labels. They're different labels and different linings and different buttons. It's the exact same suit. You want to have a good suit, go spend $3,000. They come out all the same suits. You have a suit, Italian cut. It's not Italian. What's that Italian? So it's garnish, it's nothing. It means the shape they cut it, it's a little bit of a different angle. It's the same material. It's the same drunk that's sewing it. It's the same. They put in a different, underneath. They'll put a different color button. They'll have underneath the button, they'll have an extra piece that holds the button. And then after, they could pay another $300. $890, he goes like big thing. They have a suit there on sale, normally $1,280, 80% off. You're still being ripped off. And a guy comes back, with a suit with a Bentley. Oh, he feels like it's good. You know, it feels like it has a fancy name. And we get caught up in all of these narishkeiten, no matter what it is, to pay extra money to have a shirt with a team logo on it. You have to pay extra money, right? I always look for the biggest loser team. At least the shirt's cheaper, right? You get the biggest loser, you know, the team lost, and who wants to have that shirt, you know? Whereas the team totally goes out, they never made it. So that's one you should get, you know? It's to mushpa, to change, to make a person think that. These are hasugas and ideas that the goyish world has influenced on us. What's considered fancy? What's considered acceptable? And a person has to realize you have to take that and separate that away from you. Besides the chametz, you have to take away is also the matzah. Matzah itself is, we have to realize, we are Am Kodesh Mamleches Kahanim. The matzah is the food of the mincha, it's the food of the Kahanim. Right? We have to realize that we have a mission and a goal for us to go ahead and to steig and to have a purpose. We're coming before the yontif of Pesach. If a person does not go with a mahalach of das, a mahalach of thinking, you have no chance to be matzliach. The Gemara very often discusses, and it has this statement, it says like this. When the Gemara discusses that a transaction that would take place, l'moshel, let's say a person would go ahead, right, and he would have a business where he's trying to convince you to buy a credit card. This person buys a certain amount of credit cards, and you pay a certain amount for those credit cards, and in return, you're going to get much, much more money, and over many, many years, you become a multimillionaire, right? And you make a cheshbon that the person in charge, basically, he should go totally bankrupt in about 6 months, right? Then he has such a business, right? So you think it makes it normal? So the Gemara would say, V'chiv v'shuftani askinan? Are we dealing with fools? No one would do that. And yet, we see the whole world fears of stupid. Right? A person go ahead, you can go out on the street and you can see some guy, he with tattoos all over his body. You know, sometimes you see someone, I see somebody has tattoos, like from far, he looks like, gee, that's a funny shirt. That's not a shirt. You know, that's, you know, it's going all right. You know, sometimes I just wanted to, like, go over to someone. Of course, if you go to that type of person, you're going to get beaten up. But I do want to ask him, like, are you sure that you're committed to your whole life to that design? Like, how did you pick that dragon? Why is that dragon the one that made it that you would like to spend your whole life with that dragon? I bet you've been through 6 wives. You can't even say they married to one lady. But yet you're willing to commit your whole life to that one dragon. And yet the guy who's single, he thinks that that makes sense. A person is mechuyev to use their das. The Bachim are leaving Emet Hashem a week from today. You're going to walk into a house. Pesach didn't happen. It didn't happen. Let me tell you what happened while you were here. From around Purim time, the odds are your mother has started to become hysterical. And no one is allowed to even look at chametz without wiping themselves off and walking into a certain room. And the house has been cleaned. And a lot of food has been cooked, and a lot of things need to be done. So you're going to come home, and you're going to have a certain mahalach. And what you're going to do is you're going to take, you found in the freezer, a hidden piece of cake that someone else hid, but you got it, so you're going to eat it. So you're going to go into the living room and eat it. And then your mother is totally going to flip out. And she's going to yell at you for going, we got seen that over it. And you say, like, okay, well, don't get so excited. Take it easy. Okay, such a big thing, right? And then you can go, and then your room's going to be a mess. And she's going to complain that your room's a mess. Okay, such a big thing. It's just a fox or this or that. What's the big thing? Like, and everything is a big thing. And then you come and you go, it's a funny thing. Like, since you've gone to yeshiva, my mother has become hysterical. Like, every little thing, she gets uptight about every little thing. If you go with a little dot, imagine if the second you came off the plane, some of you Thursday morning, some of you Thursday evening, right? And those of you that went with the proper mahalach and went with the Thursday evening mahalach, right? So you already are bezoicha to a certain amount of siyata d'shmaya. Imagine if you come home with the frame of mind that you ask your mother what you can do to help. Of course, you're going to want to do something that's for you, for Bein Hazmanim. You want to do something that's different, that's enjoyable for you. But you're going to realize, you're going to look around, that the thousands of dollars that were spent to make this yontif, and the hundreds of hours that were put in to put the house together, what can I do that I shouldn't be a schnorrer? Lamaisa, each and every one of you is a big-time schnorrer. You're basically going to a hotel, may not be a 5-star hotel, may not be a 1-star hotel, it may be, yes, it may be a 6-weed hotel. Very shaykh, it's a shaykh to be that, right? You didn't pay anything, you didn't cook for anything, and everything is there for you, right? Can you imagine what it looks like in Shemai for you at the Suda, that your mother gets up, or someone tries to get up and says, who can help clean up? And you don't have enough seichel to right away rise off your royal hyenas and run in and pick everything up. Can you imagine what kind of kitzug right? So now you're standing in Shemayim, you have a whole din Torah, right? And you have over there leftover burnt farfel that's sitting on the table that your younger brother wouldn't eat, so you shove it in the middle of the table, and it's Malach and Shemayim is saying, that's a ben Torah? You've been dissed by a piece of farfel. Why? Because you didn't have enough seichel to be proactive and to think. Are you be'etzem or Russia? You're not be'etzem or Russia. You're suffering from not thinking. Yom Tov doesn't happen by itself. And do you want to know something? It's a good chance that your mother will be a little bit hysterical. Because when a person is living a life for 4 weeks, only getting 3 hours of sleep, you taka become a little bit hysterical. So when your mother asks you, can you clean out the garbage cans, don't say, do I go to yeshiva to become a garbage expert? Right? Or I'm assumed that no one here would say that. But I'm just, someone would think that. Or it's like, that's how you look upon me? Right? That's, you know. It doesn't happen by itself. When you're in yeshiva, your job is here to shtay, and your job is to grow. I want you to understand something. When you go home for Yom Tov, your job is to give nachas to your parents. Don't be from those that the only way your parents can get nachas from you is if they don't see you. Don't be from that type of person. Be from the type that before someone, your mother's going to ask you anyway. So before she asks you right away, what can I do? What can I help? If you go home with such a attitude, and you do the halachas of Pesach, and you have the right das, there is no question that you will be zoicha to a chakosha b'sameach.